From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Obama administration is calling Muammar Gaddafi's violent crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators unacceptable. But as Barry Schwad reports from Washington, President Obama has stopped short of calling for the Libyan leader to step down.
American officials aren't referring to Gaddafi by name, but the criticism is harsh. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton calls the violence in Libya unacceptable and says the Libyan government must take action to stop it. Elliot Abrams, a former State Department official, says Gaddafi is hanging on by brute force and it's very unlikely he can remain in power. And Senator John Kerry, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, calls the violent crackdown cowardly and beyond despicable. Gaddafi's urging supporters to strike back at protesters. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwad in Washington.
The United States is preparing to evacuate Americans from Libya as anti-government unrest there mounts. U.S. citizens will be taken by ferry to Malta on Wednesday. A bright spot in the New Zealand earthquake tragedy is the discovery of 120 survivors found amid the rubble of collapsed buildings in the city of Christchurch. But Police District Commander and Superintendent David Cliff tells reporters that 300 people are missing and will take some time to identify those who died.
People are traumatized, they've lost a loved one, and they make mistakes. And we can end up with the wrong person being identified, and that's happened repeatedly. So the DNA, dental records, and fingerprints are the best and most accurate thing we can do.
Christchurch Police Operation Commander Dave Lowry says it's too dangerous to continue rescue operations at one of the city's tallest buildings.
The Grand Chancellor building is significantly structurally damaged and itself could collapse. That's a major building. To that end, I've pushed staff back two full blocks. So I'm advising staff, don't go take pictures of the Grand Chancellor. That building is actually moving and we're looking to try and see if we can mitigate that risk.
New Zealand authorities say the death toll from Tuesday's magnitude 6.3 earthquake has risen to at least 75. Thousands of union protesters stormed the Ohio State House to protest attempts to take away their collective bargaining rights. As Dan Bobkoff reports, the protests coincided with a small business forum held by President Obama just up the road in Cleveland.
The president continues to reach out to the private sector, holding midday conversations with small business leaders. But during remarks at Cleveland State University, Mr. Obama did not mention the thousands of union workers in Columbus protesting to keep their collective bargaining rights, saying only,
"There's no room for division between business and labor and Democrats and Republicans."
The event was billed as a listening session between business and the administration. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.
Asian shares are extending their losses following unrest in Libya. This is NPR News. Majority Leader Harry Reid says he'll bring an emergency spending bill to the Senate floor next week. Reid says the measure would extend government spending at current levels for another 30 days after the current plan expires on March 4th. The House has approved a 2011 budget that could cut domestic spending by $60 billion. A stopgap bill is needed to fund government agencies while lawmakers are working out a final agreement. Smoking will no longer be allowed in outdoor public places in New York City come summer. NPR's Joel Rose reports on a bill signed into law by Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
The ban goes into effect in 90 days, so by this summer it will be against the law to light up in parks, beaches, public plazas, and boardwalks in New York City. Those who violate the law could face fines of $50, although city officials say they plan to rely on social pressure instead of active enforcement. New York's health commissioner says the law will protect people from the dangerous effects of secondhand smoke. Critics of the law say it's trampling on civil liberties, and they question whether secondhand smoke poses a serious danger in outdoor spaces. It's been nearly 8 years since the Bloomberg administration banned smoking in restaurants, bars, and other public indoor spaces. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Rahm Emanuel is describing his victory in Tuesday's Chicago mayoral race as humbling. Emanuel declared victory after his two closest opponents conceded defeat in the six-person contest. He replaces Richard Daley, who's retiring after more than two decades in the post. It was Chicago's first mayoral race in more than 60 years without an incumbent on the ballot, and the first in more than two decades without Daley among the candidates. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.